Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, mean or not, this family, you've seen this before when families welcome someone into the family. We talked about, I think, last week where, maybe it was not, but there was a family, you've seen it on TikTok, where somebody comes over to the house for dinner for the first time with a family, like a young couple dating, and they convince the new person that every time before they eat dinner, they stand up and they say the Pledge of Allegiance, and it's fun to watch their reaction of like, wait, what? Oh, okay, well, I don't want to, you know, when you're under that pressure. Well, this is a version of that, but it's so much bigger. This family, for apparently weeks, convinced their son's fiance that they were a big turkey trot family and that every Thanksgiving, the day started with a 10K run.
My nightmare.
Convincing her... the man and his relatives pulled off what they called a prank on her on the fiance, convincing her she needed to train for the turkey trot the family was running together. They even outfitted her with matching shirts, reading the Butler Family Trotters, turkey-themed hats, and in her case, a bright tutu. Then they filmed the reveal.
Yeah, here's the reveal right now. They're standing out front of the house. Looks like they're getting ready to head off to the big race. I don't know why the cameras aren't switching, but... Oh, there we go.
Okay. Right. Hello,
let's
see how it's going.
All right, ready?
One, two, three.
We're kidding!
Just ease up with me! There's no race.
Hey, Lynn, there's no race.
There's no race.
They just disabled their brain.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Now they're having a great time.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
So then it cuts to her inside doing a little dance. Well, the internet has opinions, as it always does.
Sure,
the internet does. Hot Wings, funny or mean?
I don't think it's that mean. I also don't think it's that funny. I mean, like, if I'm being honest, like, it's kind of a... I think it would be mean if it looked like somebody who this might have, like, given them a heart attack to train. She looks young and in good shape and probably wasn't, like, the hardest thing to do. I don't know. I just don't think it's a funny prank, especially the way they unveiled it. They go, let's take a picture. We're kidding. You don't have to run.
Kelly, what do you think?
I think it was done in, like, this is going to be funny and not malicious. But God, if that happened to me and I trained, hell yeah, I'd be thankful that I'm not going on that turkey trot. You're damn right I have. But how long have I been training?
Yeah,
right.
It was like a two-year
thing.
Oh, my
God.
That's where the internet has gotten angry because they're like, people are saying, well, everybody's trying to be a sleuth. There is no information on that.
Yeah.
The original video was deleted because so many people were like, we should kill your family.
Yeah, that's not okay. That's not okay.
Yeah.
But people are assuming, many have. That she had been training for a while. We don't know that, but one would think there was a decent chance of it. People said, well, look, she went out and bought new shoes because she had those expensive Hoka shoes on. Maybe she had them. We don't know. But here's what some of the reaction. Do you really want to marry into a family where hazing and humiliation are the entrance fee? They filmed this whole thing and posted it just so that her humiliation would live on as part of the family legacy forever.
I get it.
I kind of agree. I mean, I kind of hate the prank family where it's like, well, this is our tradition, so we're going to humiliate you and make your life a pain in the ass so that you can join the group. Like, this is what we do. And even if they weren't pranking, like, sorry, like, let's say they were telling the truth that they really do a turkey trot. Like, oh, I'm dating your son, so I have to run now. Like, that's a, like, I can't just love your offspring. I have to also do your bits.
Yeah, that would be ridiculous.
Like, I mean, I have
somebody
to join
said,
the family band. I have to learn an instrument. Like, what?
She said, this person wrote, she had a tutu, a hat, expensive running shoes, and had likely trained. As a runner, I was livid when I saw this. Well, you're a runner. You have no sense of humor.
You already take everything too seriously.
The family doesn't deserve her. A third person said, If everyone isn't laughing after the prank, then it's bullying.
Yeah, oh, I think here we go. I mean, I do think pranks are better once you know people longer and can tailor the prank to where they might feel silly or whatever, but will laugh about it. I think that matters. I think just pranking people who don't know like much about the family is, I don't know.
But we don't know that.
I don't know that, but I'm just like, if that were me and I were being introduced to a family and like people were playing a prank on me, I would not care for it. And no. I'd spend my life like teasing people and doing stuff. But like in that moment, I would not care for that.
Let's put a different spin on it. Now, we don't know that. I do suspect that what y'all are saying is true.
Mm-hmm.
But what if we assumed that this is a family that busts each other's balls all the time? And she goes into that eyes wide open. And this time she didn't see it, but she's so GD relieved that she doesn't react normally. But maybe by the time she was doing that silly little dance on the inside, she does think it's funny. And she even goes so far as to feel accepted in the group that she's now brought into one of their pranks. That is possible.
Sure, yeah.
It's very possible. It's very possible.
I mean, ultimately, it's only she knows
mm-hmm.
if it was funny or mean.
Yeah, I would never vilify the family. I don't know enough about any of this, but I just wouldn't like it probably if I didn't know. I've been involved with prank families before, and it's like, okay, where there's constantly something happening.
Yeah.
Or you go to a holiday and it's like, oh, okay, I get it. Yeah. I'll keep busting my balls. This is a lot of fun.
For me, if it's anything outside of what you just outlined, Free Beer, mm-hmm. I'm crying. Either because I'm embarrassed or they think I'm so stupid that they did this to me. That's just the way that I internalize things. So if she's anything like me, that's why she's crying. It's because you feel stupid. You feel like they think, oh, they're making fun of me because I'm not a runner or...
It'd feel bad because then you're like, so everyone's been sitting around talking about how dumb I am for 2 months?
Right, if that's the case. But yeah, you don't know without knowing. I'm hopeful that it's what you had said, where it's she fully knows and now she feels accepted. She was finally let in on one of the pranks, even though it was to her.
Which is more likely?
I don't think it was malicious.
No.
I don't think it was either.
But I think...
Poorly done, but not malicious.
Yeah, sure. But I don't know. Cause if you're a prank family and you executed it like this and you've got t-shirts, I don't think that's poorly done. I think it really would depend on how hard I trained for it,
mm-hmm.
how deep y'all went into like, tell me that this was like for real. And then also if my reaction wasn't that, if my reaction was disappointment or frustration or anything other than acceptable like this, where she just kind of cries and more so seems relieved, then would I be the bad guy in the family because I didn't think your prank was funny? Like,
possibly.
You're setting me up for a weird situation too. So of course I would laugh, you know, I would probably be like, oh, thank God I'm not running. But then I might have a little conversation with my fiance on the side of, hey, while that prank was funny, there was a dose of humiliation in there. And I just want to make sure as you guys sat around and made these shirts, your mom wasn't thinking of me as like the stupid one.
Mm-hmm.
Your sister wasn't laughing at me because I'm going to be the butt of the joke every time. Like, let's not set that tone. Or like, if my reaction would have been different, would I have ruined Thanksgiving? Like,
right.
That's where my head goes. Of course I would have laughed. I don't want to make it awkward, but.
Or if I really would have.
I don't like it.
If I really would have trained for it and somehow psyched myself up and been excited, I think I would have been like, all right, well, screw you guys. I'm going to go run.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go do it anyway.
There's no run. Yeah.
That's what this text said. It says, oh, we're going running after that
BS. Exactly.
We're all going right now.
Joke's on you. I'm anal as hell about this. I signed us up for real.
Yeah.
I got our bibs. Let's go.
I would be the most mad that you made me put an effort on my own prank victimization. Like, if you're going to prank me, at least don't make me put an effort for it.
So could we all agree with this statement? Not really funny. But also, no one's business but that family's.
No. Agree. Yeah, I agree. I mean, right. Whatever. I don't care. Yeah, I don't think they deserve to die.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.